Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medications secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
Well, Chris, this is how we start off the morning, an emergency episode of Panthers Playbook. Scott Fitter out as the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. He's out. He's out. Which we didn't see. Which we can't lie. We saw this coming, right? Can't say we're surprised.
We thank you for your service. But we are moving on.
Yes, we are moving on. And I know normally this is a point where I'd say, let's get this sucker started, but I know a lot of people probably don't want to hear the feared Carolina Panthers again in the intro, because we always hear comments about it, which is totally fine. We just stuck with it for the course of the season. But this is how we start the morning. And
yeah,
again, we're not surprised 100% at all by it, especially with all the draft picks that have been traded away, Chris, over the last 3 years. Just to fill your number one quarterback position. That in and of itself is fireable, in my opinion.
And part of me kind of feels like Scott was in a bad position coming to the Panthers anyway, because David Tepper. And ultimately, if David Tepper is going to kind of act the same way he's been acting since 2020, maybe since 2019, that it doesn't matter who's going to fill Scott Fitterer's shoes, that person might be fired in 3 years or less themselves anyway.
Yeah.
However, you're right. Ultimately, a lot of those decisions kind of came down to the general manager. And he's absolutely just kind of, I don't want to say ruined the future of the franchise, but like, you've traded away so much to get back so little.
Yeah.
Like, and to talk about how you've been in on every deal, and it feels like you've gotten hosed in every deal. Like, Christian McCaffrey was an MVP candidate this season. Now, that doesn't mean he would have been that with the Carolina Panthers.
Sure.
But if you would have gotten the right people around him, which is your job, Scott Fitterer, you're the one who puts together the roster, maybe Christian McCaffrey could have had that. If you all would have had patience. Now, Scott Fitterer didn't have anything to do with the Teddy Bridgewater thing.
No.
So that happened before.
That was before.
However, from there, you continued to trade away picks, and you were a part of a team that traded away 11 picks to get Bryce Young.
And DJ Moore. Yes.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, what have the Carolina Panthers gotten in return? Think about all of those picks. DJ Moore, think about trading up to get DJ Johnson. And if you got other guys who play on the defensive line who've been a lot more productive this year for other teams that you could have gotten instead, that you didn't have to trade up for DJ Johnson for. And that's just one example of plenty examples from the draft, from trading away picks, from trading away top end players. Like, the Carolina Panthers really could have and probably should have been at least middle of the road to potentially a fringe playoff team.
Yeah.
And you just came in here and you cleaned all that out while telling us we're winning now.
They're 2-15 for a reason. And I know a lot of people probably say, well, you're probably being too negative. Well, guess what? There's not really a whole lot to be positive about right now when it comes to the Carolina Panthers. Outside of Derrick Brown's awesome season, not really a whole lot to be excited about. There are a few other moments and stuff, but you talk about, again, the draft picks traded away. A second, a fourth, and a sixth round picks for Sam Darnold. He was only a starter really for a season because you traded a fifth round pick to get Baker Mayfield. Oh, yeah. And the same year you traded a fifth round pick to get Baker Mayfield, you used a future third round pick and a current year fourth round pick in 2022 to draft Matt Corral, who played zero snaps for you. Also, that same year, you traded up to get Matt Corral in the third round in 2022. You use a couple of fifth-round picks to to move up to get Brandon Roberts in the fourth round of that draft, who didn't even last more than one season with the team. He got cut in training camp just last season. So you use two picks to trade up for a linebacker who didn't even make your roster after one season. You traded a future third-round pick and a fourth-round pick to take Matt Corral, who played zero snaps for you. I understand that he got injured, but he ended up getting rid of him after one season anyway. So that's the thing. Like, that's four draft picks used on two guys who really didn't even play for you. And these are, you know, third, fourth-round picks, which are guys that you hope might be a starter, but at least a rotational piece for you, and they didn't even play for you. That's in recent seasons. The 2022 draft alone, like we were talking about, you had three guys on your current roster this season from the 2022 draft. Ike Ekwonu, which is still a question mark. You had Cade Mays, who's at best a backup guard. And Amari Barno, who I really, really like, by the way, as a special teamer, as a sixth-round pick. I really like Amari Barno in that role and what he does. I think he's awesome at it. So really, because the question mark's still around Ike Ekwonu, there's one pick that you hit on. You could say that actually did what they're doing in terms of where they're drafting. That's Amari Barno. That's it. And then, again, we talked about all the haul given up just to draft Bryce Young. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and DJ Moore. And the first-round pick, the future one in 2024 that you gave up, is the number one overall pick, man. Like, these are just some of the moves that you made that clearly didn't work out. And guess what? That gets you fired.
I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
So from going forward, there's a lot of folks, you know, you look at Panthers Twitter, you have see people talking, they're like, hey, give Dan Morgan a chance. And listen, I'm a Panthers fan through and through. Dan Morgan is an important part of the organization, not only just his history as a player. He kind of set the groundwork for Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly and all of that. Like, you know, him and John Beeson were great, right? But he's a part of this general manager's office that made these moves. I don't know how involved he was with it, but Scott Fitterer got hired because he was involved with the office over in Seattle who created the Legion of Boom, right? Yeah. So if we're going to say, okay, Scott Fitterer, you were in a room when the Legion of Boom was formed, then we got to look at Dan Morgan like, no, you were in a room when all of this was happening, when all of these picks were traded away, when these players were signed that haven't done anything for the Carolina Panthers in free agency, when all these bad decisions and this roster that is currently constructed for this season was put together, you were in the room. And I'm sorry, I just don't know if I want that guy to be the general manager. I think I want somebody who has, I don't know, maybe if you can find somebody with a proven track record, but somebody with a better track record, at least to be in a better room when better things were happening. And you know, I would love to keep that one in house, but you can't keep everything in house. We probably should have kept stuff in house with Steve Wilks. You can't keep that one in house. Like, I think that you have to gut that part out.
Oh, unfortunately. Clear it up. Unfortunately,
you just have to gut that out.
It just sucks. I mean, unless the whomever they hire as a general manager maybe wants to keep him on also, just maybe for some continuity or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Maybe Dan Morgan was like, hey, I was against these moves, but Scott made that decision anyway. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But nonetheless, the big question mark going forward, there's two major question marks, but in terms of order of decision for the owner, David Tepper, you going to hire a GM first, then bring in a head coach? or are you going to hire a head coach and then find the GM that fits with him? Yeah, that's the big question moving forward. I personally like going GM, then head coach. That's my personal opinion, but we'll see what David Tepper does.
So according to the article written by Darren Gamp on Panthers.com, it says at the last paragraph says the Panthers will begin this search for his replacement immediately and will be able to interview coaching candidates in person beginning January 22nd. So we're basically, from when we're recording this, 2 weeks out from when they can talk to coaching candidates. I would assume that David Tepper will probably want to really expedite this process, try to get in a GM probably within the next 10 days, I would assume. Get that person in town, talk about the future and the plans of the franchise, and have that person a part of the coaching search. So, you know, you can say, hey, I want Ben Johnson all you want, but if you are going to let this GM actually cook, the GM has to be able to make some decisions on his own.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to live with that. Mm-hmm. And if he says, you know what, Ben Johnson is a great candidate. However, there's this guy who's here and he's going to be good because blah, 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 blah. Well, David Tepper, you need to figure out how to let that person do their job and let them cook. If they suck, okay, get rid of them. But you don't need to be a part of this at all because you're losing favor with the Carolina Panthers fan base.
Oh, yeah.
You can keep favor with the Carolina Panthers fan base by staying out of the bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And when the bad decisions come up, well, you do your job and say, all right, you've taken our franchise to the wrong level. I don't have faith in the job that you can do. You're out of here. I'm going to find the next person. But you have to give them time before you do that. You just can't let people go like that. You got to let this next iteration of the Carolina Panthers cook for a little bit to see what can happen. Arthur Smith helped build a pretty good Atlanta Falcons roster. Whoever takes over for the Atlanta Falcons is getting a hell of a team. They are basically what the Carolina Panthers thought they were, a quarterback away.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're a quarterback away. The person who comes here is going to have to do some heavy lifting. You go to Atlanta Falcons, that might be a 350 deadlift. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers, that's a 550, 600 pound deadlift. Okay. That's tough. That might strain your back a little bit. You got to find the right person who can do it.
Yeah. It's going to take some time. This rebuild is going to take some time. Make sure you subscribe here on 99.9 The Fan's YouTube page, because when this kind of stuff happens, Chris and I are going to be here for you all the people. So again, leave your thoughts in the comment section below on the firing of Fitterer, who you want to possibly be the next general manager. Just let us know in the comment section down below. We're going to have another episode for you at sometime in the near future.
Where were you when you found out?
In my bed.
I was just, you know, chilling, hanging out with John, dropping the kids off at the Super Bowl and just... Nice. You know, like, oh, this is happening. I guess everybody is all cleared out today.
Keep taking them probiotics. We'll see you guys next time.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.